early voting continues and the Bloomington Election Commission looks for a judge's blessing on its plan to fix a ballot mistake.
I want to make sure everything is above board. I think having the court's blessing is prudent.
That's BEC Executive Director Tim Mitchell. I'm Dana Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Thursday, October 8th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with an update on when Bloomington voters may get to vote on two questions that were mistakenly left off the ballot. More from Eric Stock.
The Bloomington Election Commission is seeking an emergency court order to allow it to mail 9,000 supplemental ballots to voters who receive ballots in which two judicial retention questions were mistakenly omitted. Executive Director Tim Mitchell says the commission decided to go to court because of the unusual nature of their request.
I want to make sure everything is above board and we're going outside of the election code, and I think having the court's blessing is prudent.
Mitchell says the 11th Judicial Circuit that includes McLean County recused all judges in the circuit from the case, and the commission is waiting to find out which judge from outside the five-county circuit will be assigned to rule on it. The BEC temporarily suspended early voting at Grossinger Motors Arena late last week, only for Bloomington voters, after a voter discovered the ballots were missing retention questions for 11th Judicial Circuit judges Jennifer Bocknecht and Matthew Fitton. Early voting resumed Monday with corrected ballots. And Mitchell says the BEC mailed out about 13,000 mail-in ballots for voters starting in late September. He says voters can use supplemental ballots if they've already voted in the other races or if they received an incomplete ballot and haven't returned it.
This way, no voter is disenfranchised. No voter is not given the opportunity to cast a ballot in the judicial retention races. And even if get people who say, well, I don't care about those. Well, I'm still going to send it because I want to make sure you have the opportunity to cast a ballot.
Mitchell says the cost of the supplemental mailing will be about $9,000 or about $1 per ballot. He says mail-in voters from a few precincts won't need supplemental ballots because the commission caught the error before their ballots were mailed. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some of the other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. There are 12 people from McLean County hospitalized with COVID, approaching our record 13. The testing positivity rate is holding steady at 3.4%. A group of retirees organized through AARP are expressing support for the graduated tax constitutional amendment. They say it won't lead to new taxes on retirement income. Country Financial is touting a first-place finish in the new J.D. Power ranking of client satisfaction in homeowners insurance. And the Peoria Rivermen Pro Hockey Team will join four other SPHL teams in skipping the 2020-21 season because of the pandemic. Find more on these stories and others at WGLT.org. Colleges have had to rein in one of the biggest fall traditions because of the pandemic. Eric Stock reports Illinois State and Illinois Wesleyan universities are planning homecoming events, but they are not at all the same.
Illinois Wesleyan University kicked off a homecoming week unlike any other in its 170 years on Monday. Because of the pandemic, all homecoming events were moved online. Director of Alumni Engagement Adrian Powell says the university decided it was best to make this year's homecoming all virtual, even though many students and faculty are on campus.
That was really our first priority, to keep the students safe, of course, faculty and staff, and then, of course, our alumni. We didn't want to, even have small events that might turn into something bigger, which often happens.
Powell says you can do most events online, but they had to get creative as they handed out annual alumni awards. The university hand-delivered the awards to this year's recipients, masked, of course, and posted it all on the university's website.
So it was really special to be able to engage with them and get to know them a little bit better. and they were just thrilled to be a part of this.
Illinois State University says it is prepared to do more online events for homecoming. Director of Alumni Engagement Stephanie Duquesne says they've already run through every scenario imaginable.
I think we're at plan Q at this point.
Duquesne says ISU decided the biggest part of homecoming is the football game. Some of the Redbirds had to shift their season to the spring. The university decided to move homecoming from October to next March or April.
We know that is a very large part of our homecoming celebrations next year. So in 2021's homecoming, it'll be 100 years of homecoming. So 100 years ago in 1921 is when we played our first football game. So we wanted to keep those traditions together.
That means ISU would get to host two homecoming football games in its 100th homecoming anniversary year. Beyond the game, Duquesne says it's hard to say how much of homecoming will look the same.
We don't know if we'll be able to, say, host the homecoming parades in person, depending on what ISU's, safety concerns are and the state.
Duquesne says another reason ISU wanted to wait until spring is fundraising. She says it's better when you can bring alumni back to campus.
Our colleges and schools invite alumni back and steward them with our Alumni Day luncheon and use that opportunity for our alums to speak to classes and those things. And a lot of times, that results in gifts. So that is a huge impact.
But Duquesne says ISU is prepared to hold more events online if necessary. Adrienne Powell at Illinois Wesleyan says much of the university's fundraising is done online now, but she says it will be harder to engage alumni this year by doing just virtual events.
I think at this point people are a little zoomed out and there's a little fatigue there, so that would be wonderful, but I'm not going to hold my breath.
Powell says online events have given some alumni a chance to be part of their alma mater again, if not in person. She says those events may become homecoming staples as long as we eventually get over Zoom fatigue. I'm Eric Stock.
Before we let you go, we're expecting the sentencing today of Tywan Bruce. He was convicted in the 2018 Bloomington killing of Egerton Dover. Also, Bloomington's Public Safety and Community Relations Board meets tonight at 5. On the agenda is a discussion of marijuana legalization rules. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Contribute at WGLT.org.